Cheers.
Cheers.
Tammy Coxon with Tammy's Tastings is back with a cocktail. What have you been thinking about? What's your inspiration for this one?
Well, I've been hearing a lot about the legislature debating raising the speed limit to 75 miles per hour, and that made me think of a classic cocktail called the French 75.
French 75. So what makes it French?
Well, a lot of people think that this drink should contain cognac, and that's what makes it French. But if you go back to the original recipes, they're all gin. If you go to New Orleans, they're going to make it for you with cognac, and that's fine, too. The French in the name comes from the 75-millimeter field gun that was used by the French in World War I, and the gin in this drink was thought to give it a kick like a 75-millimeter field gun would do.
So what's in the French 75?
So this is a classic cocktail from 1915, and it has gin, lemon juice, simple syrup, and sparkling wine.
Tell me the basics of how to make this, because it looks fairly simple, but it looks like it could be tricky if you don't get the proportions right.
It's really pretty easy and pretty forgiving. So I used Detroit City Distillery gin. So they're down in Eastern Market right in Detroit, and this is their Railroad gin. They do a bunch of different varieties of gin, but this is kind of their basic one. But any gin that you like will work here. So I used 1.5 ounces of gin and 1/2 ounce of lemon juice, 3/4 ounce of simple syrup. Put those in my shaker with ice and then put them into a champagne flute. After that, take whatever sparkling wine you have. I used a cheap Prosecco, but if you wanted to use something from Michigan, that would be even better. And just topped up the glass. Garnish it with a pretty lemon twist and you've got a delicious drink. But don't drink and drive.
I'm not driving, and I'm certainly not driving 75, so I'm going to take a little sip of this. Oh, that's so much different than I thought it might be. I thought with a sparkling wine and gin, you know, there'd be kind of a minimum amount of flavor in there, but all that lemon juice just really brings this drink alive. It's nice.
It's a really nice drink and refreshing, great for summer. Good brunch drink, too.
Well, thanks very much for bringing this in.
You're welcome. Cheers. Cheers.